Google is literally illegal. Their search operation is so big that it broke the law. So why aren't they facing any consequences? Last year, a federal judge ruled that Google had an illegal monopoly on search. But just last week, there was an update. The judge released the remedies to Google's monopoly, what they'll have to do to not be illegal anymore, and they're kind of bullshit.
Well, you had a very good day yesterday, Google. Do you want to talk about that big day you had yesterday?
I'm glad it's over.
Potential remedies included forcing Google to sell their browser, Chrome, or banning them from paying to be the default search in other companies' browsers like Safari. But none of that happened. The judge barely gave a slap on the wrist. Google can no longer tell apps they have to have a Google search bar to be in the Play Store, and they have to share some search data with their competitors. The ruling was so light that Google's parent company, Alphabet, saw a huge jump in their stock price.
This is kind of a dream scenario for a bull on Alphabet.
The judge cites the rise of highly funded AI companies as proof that Google no longer has complete dominance, with no mention of how Google achieved their dominance by buying up all their competition. Google is not fully safe yet. They've also been found to have another illegal monopoly on advertising that's still awaiting remedies. In the past, Google has evaded antitrust regulations by arguing that antitrust law is there to protect consumers, not competitors, and they only harm competitors. But how true is that? Do they harm consumers? Let's go to the best source there is. An academic paper from Stanford from 1998. Hold on, trust me, this is going somewhere. The Anatomy of a Large-Scale Hypertext Search Engine, written by Google co-founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin, outlined the technology that would become Google as an experimental project. They point out why existing search engines like Ask Jeeves and Yahoo don't work and how they'd fix it. But there's one point that's omitted from the version of the paper Google itself hosts that's in the original thing. Appendix A. Advertising and mixed motives. They write that advertising-funded search engines will be inherently biased towards the advertisers and away from the needs of the consumers. But today, almost 30 years later, Google makes the vast majority of their money from advertising. Their ads started off as visually different from search results, a little box on the side that was a different color, but they slowly became more and more like search results until they were virtually indistinguishable. Brin and Page again wrote about how harmful that could be when they first went public in 2004. Google users trust our systems to help them with important decisions. We also display advertising, which we work hard to make relevant, and we label it clearly. The remedies trial for Google's illegal advertising monopoly will happen later this year. Maybe this time they'll actually be held accountable.